Two Cincinnati council members are offering a soccer stadium solution. It's to make sure some West End residents don't lose their housing. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Councilmember David Mann says they want the team to keep affordable housing in a building it owns on Central Avenue and allow people from Wade Street to move there for up to 3 years.
This isn't something that we find acceptable. This is one solution. There may be other solutions, but the human beings who are going to be impacted have got to be treated like human beings who deserve to live in our city and in the West End.
Mann worked with P.G. Sittenfeld on city funding for infrastructure work needed for the project.
Another part of the deal that David and I brokered included public pledges and declarations by the team that people would not be displaced from where they live. We took those statements very seriously then, and we still do now.
FCC needs a zone change to add land on Wade Street to the stadium footprint. And right now, unless housing is protected for nearby residents, there are not enough council votes to approve that zoning issue. Many nearby residents attended a public meeting Monday night complaining they've been told they have to leave their housing by the end of the month. A team representative said no one will be without a home. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.